My in-laws have been telling me about a place called Angel Fire for many years. They make an annual trip there to remember friends and family lost in the Vietnam War. I was inspired when I recently made my first trip there as well. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In the early 1970s, the Westfall family began to construct a chapel and memorial to their son David, who was killed in the Vietnam War. They used land near Angel Fire, New Mexico, that they originally planned for a retreat, even selling portions of the original 800-acre ranch to help fund their work.
Angel Fire is at about 8,400 feet elevation. We've got wonderful views all the way around.
Kate German shares the story from what is now Vietnam Veterans Memorial State Park at Angel Fire, New Mexico.
We have about 45,000 people that come every year, and three quarters of those actually come between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Lots of the people who come here have been coming for years and years, and it's almost like a pilgrimage.
The site not only has a beautiful chapel that rises into the sky, but also gardens and a visitor center.
This site really honors everybody who was involved. We've got things that are donated from the families and friends of these veterans. Everything in the facility has been pretty much donated. We don't go out and seek artifacts.
The memorial predates the wall in Washington, D.C. by 10 years. Some have chosen to purchase memorial bricks with veterans' names inscribed upon them, which line the sidewalks. It's a place where all veterans can be recognized.
We have, I believe, two Australian bricks and two South Vietnamese bricks. One of those South Vietnamese bricks, the mother and daughter related to that gentleman have been here many times because it's the only place in the world where that man can be honored for his service.
The memorial and state park are open year-round and are free of charge. Traveling the countryside in Angel Fire, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCrae.